You're listening to the Offsides podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios, online at Matthew-James.com.
More help to fend off Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Biden administration announcing another round of military aid for Ukraine.
The $500 million package includes minesweepers, armored vehicles, munitions, and air defense capabilities.
This is the 41st drawdown of equipment from the DoD inventories using presidential drawdown authorities for Ukraine that Congress approved last year with strong bipartisan support.
White House spokesperson Olivia Dalton reiterated President Biden's message this week to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky of unwavering U.S. support.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A United Nations Human Rights Office reports Russian forces carried out widespread and systematic torture of civilians who were detained in connection with its invasion of Ukraine, executing dozens of them. Most interviewed said they were tortured and in some cases subjected to sexual violence during detention by Russian forces. That report also documented 75 cases of arbitrary detention by Ukrainian services. The leader of the Russian mercenary Wagner Group is now in Belarus.
The exile begins for Yevgeny Prigozhin. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko confirming the mercenary leader has touched down in his country. Lukashenko claims to have talked the Wagner Group founder out of the mutiny, warning they'll squash you like a bug. Vladimir Putin agreed to let his former caterer and all Wagner Group soldiers relocate to Belarus. Russia has also dropped all criminal proceedings as part of the deal struck to end the uprising.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. A Senate committee's report says the FBI and Department of Homeland Security downplayed or ignored a massive amount of intelligence information before the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The report says agencies failed to warn of violence as some of then-President Trump supporters planned the siege openly online. The FBI and Homeland Security says they have implemented changes. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. We are, for the most part, a reactionary society. If your neighbor has a break-in, you think about getting an alarm. If your buddy gets laid off, you say, I better buckle down at work. If banks start closing, you may want to ask yourself if you should keep most or all of your money in a bank. It may be time for a portfolio protection plan. It may be time to have a little personal gold reserve. Call my friends at the Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is threatening to impeach Attorney General Merrick Garland over doubts about who was actually in charge of the Hunter Biden investigation.
While the president denies any involvement in Hunter's business dealings, the Speaker of the House is raising new questions about allegations that the Attorney General of the United States, with the president's blessing perhaps, has weaponized the Justice Department.
If it comes true what the IRS whistleblower is saying, we're going to start impeachment inquiries on the Attorney General.
No surprise, White House is also firing back at Mr. McCarthy, telling the Speaker, in fact, telling Fox News, the move is, quote, a partisan stunt.
Fox's Kevin Cork. An electric vehicle company that was supposed to revive a closed General Motors plant is now seeking bankruptcy protection.
Ohio-based electric truck maker Lordstown Motors has filed for Chapter 11 reorganization and is suing its partner Foxconn, accusing it of fraud and breach of contract. The lawsuit says Foxconn failed to follow through with its promised investment in Lordstown Motors, effectively destroying the business of an American startup. Its Northeast Ohio factory, a former GM plant, was sold to Foxconn a year and a half ago, and the two partners were supposed to work on a series of new vehicles. So far, Lordstown has only made a handful of trucks. The company is seeking a buyer. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The Supreme Court has left in place an appellate ruling barring a North Carolina public charter school from requiring girls to wear skirts to school. A federal appeals court had ruled the school's dress code violated students' constitutional rights. School founder Baker Mitchell had said the dress code was intended to promote chivalry by the male students attending. That dress code already has been changed to allow girls to wear pants in line with the earlier lower court ruling. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
You're listening to the best of Shannon is Offsides.
What's up, Acadiana, and welcome to Shannon is Offsides. I'm Shannon Wilkerson, here with Old School Nerd. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. We'll be with you until 6 o'clock. It's currently 4:08. Taking you home live and local on KPEL 96.5 FM. Old School Nerd. Great to have you back, sir.
Dude, I leave for a week. I come back. And, like, did Acadiana move, like, a mile closer to the sun or something?
Oh, my God. It is really bad.
I wish I was kidding, but I'm really not.
No, it's brutally, brutally hot. And we haven't even hit July, much less August yet. Mid-June, it's scorching. You know, June and September are sometimes misunderstood when it comes to the heat. Everyone thinks of July and August. June is brutal, and so is September. September's still damn hot.
We didn't have rough Junes the last few years because they were very, very humid and wet, and we had a lot of rain every day. But this year, without humidity and rain to cool it off, we're up there.
Oh, man.
Okay, for the listeners who don't know, I was in Alaska for a week. So it's 50 degrees every day.
Mm-hmm. Crisp.
Day. It was crisp. It was beautiful.
No humidity. Very little humidity. Yeah. It's crisp air.
And I get off the airplane, go into the Houston airport, walk through the terminal, and then walk outside.
Yeah, here.
And my kid and I were stripping hoodies and hats, and we're like,
yeah.
You could feel the moisture go into your lungs.
Yeah, you know, when I've traveled north before, you know, I went to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And also to Yosemite. And the air is very crisp, like we were talking about, but the air is thin. And you can't feel yourself breathing. And you get kind of panicky until you get used to it. What I mean by you can't feel yourself breathing here, you actually feel the air in your lungs because it's so dense from the moisture. Yeah. Whereas up there, you're getting just, it feels like you're getting the same amount of oxygen unless you're climbing. You're up, high altitudes. Mm-hmm. But you just don't feel that air going in and out past your throat, down into your lungs, and then out again the way that you do here. And so when I first came back, it was the same thing. I remember driving in that last run, I guess, stretch coming from Yellowstone. And, you know, I'd left with a full tank of gas. Luckily, didn't have to stop for many, many hours, and then got out to get gas several hours later and opening the door and feeling, you know, that on and off switch. It was like, okay, we're back on. The humidity and the heat is back into our lives. And well, all right, so tell our listeners about your trip, because it is a trip that I've always been interested in taking.
Okay, so I my daughter Caroline's 13 years old. I take all my kids on a 13-year trip. She chose Alaska. Now, I've been going to Disney World and Disney trips all my life.
Mm-hmm.
So my kids have an affinity for it. Now, this is not the first Disney cruise we've taken. In fact, this was the fourth Disney cruise on this particular boat. Caroline sees it. She's like, oh, it's my home. Like, wait, you live with me. So we fly to Vancouver, okay, which is a beautiful airport. I mean, anytime you get a chance to fly through an airport that was built for an Olympics, do it.
Yeah.
It has all the money and amenities you could ever want. We land in Vancouver. The next day, we go on board the Disney Wonder. It leaves Vancouver, sails through the inlet waterways. These are places in southeast Alaska. So they're in the Pacific Ocean, but they're not being hit by big waves because they're in these fjords and channels in these inner islands. Right off the bat, we see an orca. And you're seeing all this wildlife as you go. There's tuna chipping through the water. You could see them jumping through the water, you know, hunting herring or whatever. We're on the boat for a couple days. Then we go up to a place called Tracy Arm, which is a glacier. The boat goes all the way up to the glacier. Either side of the boat, there's like cliffs going straight up with waterfalls. It's beautiful. And there's orcas and seals and whales and eagles everywhere.
How cold is it?
50 degrees.
There? Okay,
because
50 degrees.
It's June. So it's still warm, but there's still snow in the upper elevations. And there's all this snow melt. So there's waterfalls. And the glaciers never melt. The wildlife is going nuts.
Yeah. Well, tell the environmentalists that.
Yeah.
But go on.
And then you go up to Skagway. And we go ziplining, and we go see the Iditarod dogs, which was probably the most incredible thing.
Yeah,
because they're not what you think. They look more like they're all mutts, by the way.
Yes, they are all mutts. I had a friend of mine from Alaska, and she had an aunt and a cousin, I believe, that competed.
And they are
in the Iditarod
about these dogs.
Oh yeah, and there's a lot of races that are. Other than the Iditarod. Iditarod is the most popular, and it's the most challenging. It's like the Iron Man
of snow dogging.
Yeah, they do it year round.
So we go, we do the zip lining, we go see the dog camp, these beautiful animals, so powerful. And then we go panning for gold. And they give you lump pay dirt. They don't know what's in it. They just give you the lump pay dirt. You go pan it, and whatever's in there is yours. Part of the tour.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline got $8.47 in gold. I got $4.33, which in Skagway, where we were, will buy you 1 gallon of milk.
That's not bad.
$12 for a gallon of milk?
Well, no, I mean that you were able to pan.
Yeah.
You know, how long were you panning?
It was just one scoop of dirt in one pan.
Like, well, there you go.
It wasn't bad at all. So,
now, do you think they intentionally put it in there?
No, they actually have a pay dirt pile that's brought in from a mine. They don't do it. They literally go out and scoop it off the pile right in front of you and put it in front of you.
Nice.
And they even warm up the water for you to pan, which is kind of nice. So that was our first day. Then we went to Juneau, which Juneau is a weird city.
Mm-hmm.
It's a capital city of Alaska.
Yes.
It's got 30,000 people in it. And the reason why it has 30,000 is because it doesn't have a railroad and it doesn't have a major highway. Everything that is in the city has to come in by freight, cargo ship, or flown in. So it's a weird city. It has the ugliest state capitol. If you think ours was ugly, ours is tall, but theirs is just ugly.
Okay.
But behind it is a beautiful mountain with 3 waterfalls. So it's kind of a wash.
Yeah. What are the people like? In Juneau or the other, like where you went panning, what are the people actually like? What do they look like? You know, what do they sound like? And describe their character and personalities.
They are, you ever watch The Crab Boat? Or you ever watched the Gold Rush show?
Not enough to have.
A lot of our listeners have. They are just the most backwoods, flannel-wearing, loving people you ever meet.
Okay.
But I found
similarities between... What we would identify with as country.
They identify... Because of a harsh life they live,
there's
a community spirit, which we have here. Because of hurricanes and the hardship of Cajun life and early Cajun life, we've developed a community here. It's a pride. They have it there. But the most amazing place was Ketchikan.
Mm-hmm.
And Ketchikan is an island. It's all by the Tlingit Indian tribes, Tlingit Native American tribes.
Yep.
And they're the ones who do the totem poles.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
They're all real. And you see them and you're like, and there's a guy there, his name is Nathan Jackson. He's 84 years old, Vietnam vet. He is the Tlingit master totem carver. Any totem pole you've seen that's authentic in Seattle, Washington, D.C., anywhere in Alaska, Canada, wherever, in the last 50 years, he's been the man. And I watched him work.
That would be something I would watch. I'm sure that they have it available on some website or on YouTube, but I'd like to see a time-lapse video of the carving of a totem pole from the beginning to the end.
It's amazing.
I'll bet it is amazing. Okay, so
the trip
was
just awesome.
Okay, and then how many days are you on land, and how many ports are you in doing that?
We left first day is your debarkation day when you leave, and that's in Vancouver. It takes a day and a half to get out of that channel because there's a tide window. The currents are so strong coming out of Vancouver that there's only like a 2-hour window for every ship to come out, cargoes, cruise ships. So we had to wait to get out. Once we got out, we were at sea for one
wait
day.
Wait your turn.
Yeah, you have to wait your turn.
Okay.
But you're asleep. You don't know. So the Disney does it different. They sailed all the way up to Haines, Alaska, where Skagway is. So they go up to the top and work their way down. So okay. One day at sea, and then we stop at the glacier for day three, and it's all glacier. So we haven't even left the boat yet. We're 3 days on the boat.
Yeah.
Fourth day is Skagway. Fifth day is Juneau. Sixth day is Ketchikan. So you stop at a different place, okay. And they have all the different
And you make your you way back to Vancouver.
You make your way back to Vancouver. When you get to Vancouver, everything is good to go. You get on the air. We got on the airplane yesterday, flew to Calgary. We had never been to Calgary. It's very flat. It's flying to Calgary looks exactly like going out to Gaydon. It's just fields.
Yep.
It's flat. It's fields.
Kansas.
And yes. And then we flew to Houston and then stepped outside the airport and realized we were in South Louisiana and South Texas and we were near the Gulf of Mexico and it was hot.
So you flew from Houston here?
No, we actually drove
you
back
drove
to Houston.
You drove to Houston.
The middle of the night,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, man, congratulations.
It was a great trip.
That sounds like a great trip. That's a cruise. I won't take a regular cruise. I'm just not, I don't want to be, I did it one time and it was very unsettling to me to be that far out to sea. But that's a cruise that I would take because you don't go out to sea. Okay, you're just right off the coast, and so that would be some. And I've seen a lot, and I've spoke with people that have gone on those cruises into Canada, and they stay in cabins near small rivers and fish all day.
Yeah.
And a gentleman that used to be the general manager here, Mr. Mike Grimsley, told me he would go a lot, and he said, Shannon, you know your arms get tired, you're catching so many fish. You know, you're exhausted.
That's what it felt like. There's always things to do. I think the one of the most incredible things about the Alaskan routes is that there's every type of cruise ship up there. So we did see the Quantum of the Seas. It's one of the largest mega cruise ships in the world from Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
8,000 people. I mean, this thing dumped a town into Juneau, and we were like, let's get out of here. It was like spring break. We got out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable the size of those ships, those cruise ships. When you see them, it's unreal.
We also saw boats that hold less than 500 people. So it's like very intimate, very quiet, mainly just couples or retired people, not a lot of kids, not a lot of teenagers, nice, quiet, scenic, smooth cruises. They have a little bit of everything. And because it's not the Caribbean, you don't have to feel like it's some kind of spring break all the time.
Sure.
There are days when you don't want to go outside. It is a little breezy. It's a little cold. And if you want to sit there with hot chocolate on demand, do it.
Okay.
And we had a great time.
Scale of 1 to 10, most important thing. How was the food?
The food on the boat, I would say, is an 8.5.
Because that's strong.
But it's not our food.
I know.
And they know it's not. But you have to have an open mind. But it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Not all cruise ships are like that. There are cruise lines that specialize specifically in food.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ones that for experience or adventure or whatever. Disney's pretty good about the food. So the food's about an 8.5. Off the boat, in the different places, it's different. But they have pride in their food, too, so it was really good.
It was good.
It was really good.
Is it mostly seafood, fish,
crabs? It is mostly seafood.
Snow crabs?
It is a lot of crab and fish.
Mm-hmm.
But I had an amazing orange glazed salmon.
You know what I was always curious about? And I've never traveled abroad. So here in Lafayette, all right, we have, or everywhere, actually, we have Italian. We have Mexican, we have Chinese, we have Indian food.
Japanese, Thai.
Japanese, we have Greek.
Name the culture, okay? We've got a restaurant.
We've got it. I'm always wondering if you go to Vancouver, if you go to London, if you go anywhere else, do they have American?
It's called classic American cuisine.
Classic American
they call
cuisine.
It burgers, fries. Apple pie, they'll do that. Funny thing about it is you go to London, best Indian food on the planet. You go to Alaska, Vancouver, one of the top five sushi destinations in the world.
Sushi. Who knew?
The Vancouvers know. They know what's up.
We will be right back. And when we come back, by the way, congratulations. Glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
Very jealous. When we come back, we are going to talk about this tragedy with the Titanic. The Titanic submarine that had submerged to go see the Titanic. And now it is a rescue mission. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Joe Cunningham, and every weekday on my show, The Joe Cunningham Show, you can tune in for all of today's top news, local, state, and national, plus analysis that you're not going to get anywhere else. all of the big topics from a local perspective right here on the Joe Cunningham Show every weekday, 3 to 4 p.m. on News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. Baca, breaking the chains of abuse.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Find out more about how they can help you at matthew-james.com. You're listening to the best of Shannon is Offsides.
Welcome back to Shannon is Offsides. I've got old school nerd back in the saddle after taking a well-deserved trip. But now you're back. And we've got a horrible situation that has taken place several hundred miles offshore. A private submarine company, which dives down for passengers to be able to view the actual Titanic, lost power. I'm sure most of the listeners have seen and heard about this on television or online or anywhere else. At the water cooler, I mean, it's big, big news. Five people down there, they lost contact, and it's expected that they lost power. And they're running out of time, they're running out of oxygen, and nobody can find them.
Which is odd.
It is odd, and it's terribly, I mean, that's horrific, all right? They are either at the bottom of the ocean, all right, or it's possible that the vessel has, in fact, surfaced, but still cannot be found. And the really horrible thing is that if it has surfaced, the passengers cannot open it.
No.
It can only be opened from the outside.
With special tools.
With special tools. That's exactly. So look, a fishing boat comes by and they find it.
They can't get them open.
They can't get it open. And it's very small. Okay, it's very claustrophobic in there. I saw photographs of people, and they are right on top of each other. And if they have lost power and they are sitting on the floor of the ocean and they are down there either burning up with heat or freezing to death, they are in a coffin, all right, the way that I think about it, because it's pitch black. If they got no power, they got no lighting. So, you know, old school nerd, tell our listeners, tell me, is it possible, if they found it and there was enough time, is there any way? Because one of the things I thought of was, how are you going to get them back up there? Okay, you found them. What are you going to? You can't put a tow line on them. It takes 7 hours or so to get to them.
We go back to 1986. I was 12 years old. My mom used to give me National Geographic. I got the edition that had Bob Ballard Discovers the Titanic, and I became obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watched every special, read every book. I went to Woods Hole in New England to see where they made the Alvin submarine that they found the Titanic with.
Mm-hmm.
Getting down there is very difficult. Number one, it's usually an unmanned vehicle to go down there. There's not many vehicles that can go down there because the vessel is actually a pressure hull. It's like a big, it looks like a beach ball, but think of it made out of 8-inch steel.
Yeah.
And it's specifically engineered to have no weaknesses in this sphere, even a dent. One little pinprick, it'll collapse in on itself.
Sure.
Now, where the boat is right now, the Titanic is at 2 miles down. So it takes 7 hours to get down there and 7 hours to come up on a regular vessel. Mm-hmm. This one's remotely controlled. So when they designed it with a remote control that a person operates from the vessel on the surface. In the event that something happens to the people in the craft, they can bring it back up without any problems. The problem is they've lost contact with that. So now we have a problem. To go down there and get them, you see in movies that they have these deep water submergence subs that the Navy has. They go down there and they get to the Red October, right? Sean Connery's right. In the Red October, and uh-huh. They bang on the thing and he opens the door. You can't do that down there because there's no way you can breach that sphere without causing it to collapse in on itself.
Mm-hmm. So that's simply because of the pressure.
Because of the pressure.
4,500 pounds.
That's a lot.
Okay, 4,500 pounds per square inch.
I bet,
all right, so. At that depth, you know, one of the things that they're concerned about is that the vessel has already been compromised and crushed. Okay, because of what we're talking. Okay, so let's say it's falling down to the ocean floor, all right, and it hits an object that compromises, like maybe it hits the hull of the Titanic, and it compromises the integrity of the vessel that they're in. Like you had just described before, a perfect sphere, and all it takes is one dent. So there's a risk there.
Now there is a roll cage around it that you see around it that mm-hmm. protects things from hitting that sphere. But anything is possible at this point because we don't know. To get down there, it'd probably be an unmanned vessel, and with a grapple that they would grapple onto it and hoist it back up mm-hmm. if they could untangle it. There's a couple of problems. Number one, the currents at the bottom of the ocean down there vary. And there's thermal clines. Think of it like layers of a cake. Every time you reach a layer, the temperature changes, the pressure changes, and the current changes. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're having problems finding it. They believe they've lost power because all the beacons and transponders and echolocation that they would normally be able to see, because you think of a radio that gives off a beacon,
mm-hmm.
they're way more efficient in water than they are in air. So if it has any noise at all, you'd be able to hear it. We have the technology for that.
Mm-hmm.
There is one thing that they're really worried about. Off the back of the Titanic, where the tail section is, because it's in two pieces, where the tail section is, a mile away, there is an abyssal that goes mm-hmm. down another mile. If they should go off the edge of that...
You'll never find them.
Well, no.
Okay.
It would exceed crest depth.
There you go.
And at that point, when we talk about crest depth at those pressures, it's instantaneous. Mm. It's split second. And there's nothing left. It's instant.
Oh, it's broken into a million pieces.
They actually incinerated that depth.
Yeah. Well, as you were describing, the different layers or the different depths, like a different part of a cake.
Mm-hmm.
That's the perfect way to envision it. And what you need to, you know, understand is that as it hits that different level of depth, you may have a current that is traveling north, all right, at, you know, what, 4 knots. It's just an example.
Yeah.
So then they may travel in that current for, like you said, it takes 7 hours to get down there. We don't know at what depth specifically that they actually lost power. They only know when they lost contact. They still may have power. But you may travel in that current, in that area, that depth, for a very, very long distance. Then you get to another depth, and then it starts carrying you west.
The reason why they can't find this thing is very simple.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not on the bottom. If it was on the bottom, they would have already found it. If it was floating, they would have already found it. These vessels are designed to be neutrally buoyant. They never want to touch the Titanic, and you don't want to touch the bottom. If you do, you'll kick up debris to where it'll be cloudy for days.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to hover. This thing is designed to have perfect buoyancy to where it doesn't float up, it doesn't float down. If you cut off power, the only way to raise up is to drop weight or to expel air to go up or down. If they lose power, they can't do either. If they're in a hover, where does the current take them at that depth?
Right.
And it just continues on.
They could be hundreds of miles away.
By this time, they could. And that's why they have so many vessels looking. Why would you need to look in a 200 square mile grid mm-hmm. that they're searching if it was still on the Titanic? Because they don't know what happened when it disconnected.
Yeah. They may not ever find them.
They may not.
They may not ever find them. And I think that what a horrible death.
Rich people and okay. thing too.
Very rich. Now, they haven't released everybody, but they did talk about a few of them on there that are experienced explorers.
Yeah.
Okay. These people, they got money and they explore.
Richard
all right.
Branson and, kind of people.
Yeah. And so this is not a group of, you know, this isn't people that went ziplining.
Like you did.
All right.
This requires training.
A lot of training, a lot of money. And I'm sure that part of the training
knowing what will happen is
possibility. Now, I do think that the vessel itself obviously has design flaws. All right. That it obviously has design flaws. It does not have an emergency system that if they do lose power, it automatically starts going to the surface. I don't know what that would be because I'm not an engineer. But I would think that that would be important. Also, a backup communications system or a beacon that would not lose signal in the event that they lose power.
Yeah.
They got to have something that's battery operated. And if they don't, you better invent it, because you've got to foresee
these things.
Absolutely. The absolute worst possibility. And when I envision the possibility of being in such close quarters, knowing you're going to run out of air, hoping for the best in pitch black, all right, not being able to see anything. You're talking about darkness that we can't even imagine seeing, you know, above ground. You know, when you go out at night, you know, your pupils will adjust. I don't know that your pupils could adjust that much being where you would be. So the panic that could be going on, whether they are controlling it or not, has got to be just unbearable, knowing that the end is near. Like you said, you know, these are experienced explorers. So they have got training, but what training did they have for something like this? You know, there's no protocol. Now we have had, well, geez, there was a Russian submarine, if I recall right, many years ago, and they all died.
Yeah, the curse. Okay. It's happened a couple of times. It happened to us too. The Scorpion and the Thresher. Those are two. The Kursk and the USS Scorpion and the Thresher is also a U.S. submarine. Those are both modern submarines that were lost in the 60s and 70s. We haven't lost one in the United States in the modern world, but Russia lost the Kursk in just, 2012, I believe.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 years.
Because a torpedo exploded during exercise in the boat.
Yeah.
It had a detonation inside the boat. It sank.
Yeah, horrible death.
And they died. It was, I think they had survivors that they were talking to. For up to 4 days, and then they couldn't get to him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Well, man, of course, we're going to, 24/7 news, that's available to us since, it's been around too long. Now it's turned into a circus. But it's all that they're covering, and it's a horrible, horrible situation. Another horrible situation is going to be our next point of conversation when we get back from this break.
What's so horrible? What could be what could be worse than that?
Well, I didn't say it was more horrible.
Oh.
I mean, another horrible situation is AI and where AI is going. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the best of Shannon is Offsides.
Artificial intelligence comes up pretty regularly now.
What were you talking about me for?
Well, unfortunately, you're not artificial. Okay.
Sure.
Well, if so, I'd pull the batteries every now and then. Yeah, I know. So artificial intelligence is continuing to excel. Now there is technology that allows artificial intelligence, AI, that can predict a person's politics simply by their looks. It's so stupid. But I'll tell you what it did show. It showed that people that normally have a more happy-looking face are normally Republicans, whereas people looking less happy are Democrats. Now, I talked about this recently, in the last month or so, about how the depression rate and the anxiety rate amongst Democrats and people that are liberal is incredibly high. All right. And the question that I posed was, are they Democrats because they're depressed, or are they depressed because they're Democrats? Nevertheless, stats were incredible.
When your entire political platform is about worrying about everything.
Exactly. Being angry and worried
about
AI now can predict.
No, I can't.
Well, it's only 61% accurate. All right.
Well, yes, because
which is
the
not,
person's wearing a Biden.
Yeah,
button.
No, this is strictly facial recognition. All right. Now, 61% isn't very good. Mm-mm. Okay. I mean, if you and I went to the mall when people used to be at the mall, okay, and we were just picking randomly, we'd probably get 50%. You can do every other person. That's what I'm saying. And so it's only 61%, but it does lend to the technology because it's 61% now. In a month from now, it might be 75%. AI has got the technology or the wherewithal to correct a lot or improve its own standing, okay? Now, okay, very interesting, right?
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. Step in the government, all right? Government steps in.
They'll fix it.
They'll fix it, government. Okay, so the government is now realizing that they are completely unprepared for AI.
Yes.
And how it is wildly being used and will continue to be used by criminals.
Yeah.
Okay. Technology improves, criminals will use it.
Yep.
And most of the time they'll use it more efficiently than law-abiding citizens. So, you know, the criminal aspect of it is very, very high functioning. You know, people forget that there are a lot of smart people that are criminals too.
You know what gets me is that, you know, the U.S. government went to the moon. But since then, we really haven't done a lot.
No.
Now it's you know, the government didn't make TikTok, and they can't even stop it.
No.
So what makes you think you're going to stop the big money barons that are behind these technologies? You're not.
No, you're not. Even what they take credit for, they did not create. For example, modern warfare equipment. Government didn't create that. Okay, private industry said, look, this is a more efficient tank. This is a more efficient drone to use in warfare. And then the government bought the patent or the government or they buy it outright. But you're right, government to the cheapest. That's exactly right. Yeah. So you're right. Ever since we went to the moon, we haven't done very much.
As the government hasn't done very much.
The government, yes. Yeah. So criminals are starting to use AI. Government's not ready. AI is advancing. It can predict certain things about you. And here comes Biden. I'm going to fix it all. Okay?
He can't even butter toast.
No,
dude.
He can't butter. He can't do anything. You know, he can't finish a sentence. And, you know, and if he does, when he does finish a sentence or addressing a crowd, he... In closing, he says, God save the queen.
I can't trust anything anybody says anymore on the TV or from the government. And I don't care if it's Ted Cruz or, or you know, what's his name from South Carolina or Biden or his press secretary who makes me giggle. But, okay, AI, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see AI every day on social media. One of the funniest versions of AI, there is an AI bot that creates reels on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It takes imagery of Russian vehicles and talks about how amazing they are and how they're the number one in the world. It's the same voice. It's not a human's voice.
Yeah.
And it's a propaganda generator.
Right.
And it posts stuff constantly. My favorite part about it is the images it's showing aren't accurate. And it did it says why the Russian vessel Minsk is way more powerful than any American vessel currently in its image. The Minsk was sunk last year by Ukraine.
Okay, but consider this. Consider this. Hardly anybody knows that. Hardly anybody knows that. So AI can do just what you just described. And you said you don't trust anything anybody says anymore. The problem is, or one of the problems, is that now, and it's going to get worse in the future, everything that you hear, you won't know if it's even the right person. AI will be able to listen to somebody's voice and then get their face and create deep fakes. And deep fakes have been around a little bit, but now with AI, the deep fakes are going to be even more intense, more accurate, and you're going to have a hard time knowing what is reality, except when you are in the presence of that actual person. You're not going to know what's real on TV.
We're coming full circle, okay? All the listeners out there have heard this phrase by either their grandmother, their mother, or they themselves have said this. I don't do business over the phone. Remember when we used to say that back in the 80s when telemarketers were called? I don't do business over the phone.
Yep.
Because you couldn't trust it.
Right.
Scams. We've come so far around now, now that we've invented the internet, social media, algorithms, AI, we're going to come back around to the point where if it ain't face-to-face, I'm not doing it.
That's right.
That's pretty much where we're coming
down. That's exactly
right. We're literally going to come full circle.
That's right.
We're going to go back to the basics.
And everything's going to have to be written by hand. Contracts, leases, all of these situations are going to be have to be or in situations. Paper. Everything is going to have to be done in person, written by hand in front of one another. And so, you know what? Maybe AI will end up serving a good service to crashing the whole thing. But what damage will it do in the meantime? One thing, I'm going to go to the phone lines, see what our caller has to say. Hello, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Renee.
How did I know? Go ahead, Renee.
Yeah, I mean, you're sounding like Free Talk Live. I mean, you know, a lot of times the government fails, but a lot of times the government stimulates some of the ideas for industry to, they make special orders for certain things. They're messed up, though, but Some technologies are the government makes special orders for and industry follows up and competes with it.
Okay, but they may make a special order, but they don't make it themselves. They tell an engineering company, we want a weapon that can do this. So all they do is imagine what they want. Or they say, you know what, we need technology that can perform this function. They don't create that technology. They go to those who can create it for them, and then they fabricate it, they invent it, they draw the plans up, and then they go back to the government and say, look, we made it.
The government has never invented
anything ever.
But
except taxes.
Yeah.
What, Renee? But
At one time, you're right, but at one time they had DOD civilians that manufactured stuff for their government, and they were the government, DOD civilians, but they got rid of it because it's too large, and they cut it down and laid off a lot of those people.
Well, there you go. One of the reasons is because private industry is going to do a better job. Okay, private industry is going to do a whole lot better job because you know why? They want to make the money. Thanks for the call. All right, so back to AI. You know, Renee's a very interesting, I don't know. And so one story that I found pretty interesting. All right, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, so.
Probably not.
The crime, shoplifting is unbelievably out of control, right? Mm-hmm. Well, grocery stores in New York City wanted to begin facial recognition security. All right. So you go into a grocery store and they've got technology to say, okay, that's old school nerd. He has no record on public record, criminal record, I mean. And then I go in there and they say, look, that's Shannon Wilkerson. He's got a criminal record. And so they wanted to advance with this. Well, New York City said, no, you can't do it.
It's actually illegal.
But we got to do something.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to do something. And it might be illegal, but that could be argued. All right. If it's public record, then we have access to it. That's a whole nother conversation. Mm-hmm. But the point that I'm making is that if AI started doing that, all right, and it started identifying people, and it's completely unbiased. Now, some people would argue that it can be biased according to who writes the algorithm. But if AI is writing its own algorithm, then technically it could be argued that they're not biased. And then if they start identifying certain minorities more than other minorities or other people as people that have a criminal record, then AI is going to be called racially motivated. When it really is just identifying people.
It's identifying the people that are already in the system.
That's right.
It's just taking the data. That's the only good thing about AI mm-hmm. is that it can't put nuance. It can't decide that it's going to be bias towards this thing unless it's written into the code.
Right.
So it's going to take the data and it's going to weigh out the data. AI, the whole idea of AI is to be creative, to step out of the algorithm and do something different.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amalgamation. It's not an algorithm. So AI breaching outside of its own programming is what true AI is. The problem is you don't even know what it's going to do. Like, that's the scariest part.
Yeah.
That's what Elon Musk warned everyone about like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And of course, like everything else Elon Musk has done in the last 20 years, 3 months after he says it, everyone else goes, oh, yeah, 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 absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's,
I'm glad I thought of that.
Later. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone else takes the credit. But I think that that ship has sailed. I think AI is already so advanced. That's right. It's too late. Biden, there's nothing you could do about it. As I was telling you earlier, it's like AI is a 100 cattle head. All right. And the rancher has got 1,000 acres and he had all of the cattle, you know, in pens, you know, sectioned off, fenced in, mm-hmm. in maybe a square mile.
Yeah.
All right. He's got 100 cattle in a square mile. And then, and that's AI. And then he says, all right, y'all can go roam free in these 1,000 acres.
Yeah.
And now Biden's trying to corral them back into the fence.
And the best part about it is the people who control AI, those companies,
mm-hmm.
they look at Biden and go, you're not the game warden. You don't even have jurisdiction here.
No.
Get lost.
And they're in, it's already too far out of control. The ship has sailed. And who knows? A lot of people are very worried about AI and the destructive nature of what it can be. A lot of people think that it is the future and it's going to better all of our lives. Both are possible. Okay, both are possible. We got to take this break. And when we come back, it's going to get pretty juicy because we're going to be talking about Hunter Biden.
Oh,
yeah, man. He got a parking ticket.
He's awesome.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios, online at matthew-james.com.
Ramping up mosquito control. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. A statewide advisory issued in Florida as health officials search for the source of malaria cases.
The Florida Department of Health knows they are looking for a specific variety of mosquito, the Anopheles, which is the only bug that spreads malaria. According to Sandra Fisher Granger with Florida Mosquito Control, it's likely that particular insect
fed on a person that had malaria. And then the parasite developed inside the mosquito in order for it to pass it to another human being.
Malaria is not spread by human contact. Mosquitoes in Florida are being trapped and tested. Texas has also seen locally spread malaria within its borders. The CDC says watch for flu-like symptoms along with headaches and nausea.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The heat wave that's been scorching parts of Texas is expected to move north and east, according to forecasters. National Weather Service meteorologist Tyler Stanfield says some records could be broken.
Heat index is already going to be in the 110 to one almost 120 range. We're going to be pretty much expected to continue that through the rest of the week.
Preliminary data from Texas power company ERCOT shows the state's power demand has hit a record high. A New York appeals court has dismissed Ivanka Trump from a wide-ranging fraud lawsuit brought against her father and the Trump Organization last year by State Attorney General Letitia James. Actor Julian Sands, who starred in several Oscar-nominated films in the late 1980s and 90s, including A Room with a View and Leaving Las Vegas, was found dead on a Southern California mountain 5 months after he disappeared while out for a hike. The 65-year-old was an avid hiker who lived in Los Angeles. He was reported missing January 13th after setting out on Mount Baldy, but the search for him was hampered due to weather conditions that lasted into the spring. America is listening to Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. We are, for the most part, a reactionary society. If your neighbor has a break-in, you think about getting an alarm. If your buddy gets laid off, you say, I better buckle down at work. If banks start closing, you may want to ask yourself if you should keep most or all of your money in a bank. It may be time for a portfolio protection plan. It may be time to have a little personal gold reserve. Call my friends at the Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Cancer has been a personal issue for President Biden since the loss of his son, Beau, and now the president wants to address cancer disparities that stem from poverty. The Persistent Poverty Initiative includes spending $50 million on cancer research centers that will look at the factors of poverty involving cancer and try to address them, such as how to reduce obesity, improve nutrition, and help people quit using tobacco. The money will be spread out over the next 5 years to centers in Texas, Alabama, New York, Utah, and California. The president has already launched the Cancer Moonshot to mobilize a national effort to battle cancer. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
An electric vehicle company that was supposed to revive a closed General Motors plant is now bankrupt.
Ohio-based electric truck maker Lordstown Motors has filed for Chapter 11 reorganization and is suing its partner Foxconn, accusing it of fraud and breach of contract. The lawsuit says Foxconn failed to follow through with its promised investment in Lordstown Motors, effectively destroying the business of an American startup. Its Northeast Ohio factory, a former GM plant, was sold to Foxconn a year and a half ago, and the two partners were supposed to work on a series of new vehicles. So far, Lordstown has only made a handful of trucks. The company is seeking a buyer. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
You can add host of Wheel of Fortune to jobs Ryan Seacrest has. Seacrest and Sony Pictures announced he will take over when Pat Sajak retires next year. Seacrest gained fame as the host of American Idol. He also took over hosting duties of New Year's Rockin' Eve from Dick Clark. Earlier this year, he left his morning TV gig where he was partnered with Kelly Ripa. Pat Sajak and Vanna White have been hosting Wheel of Fortune since the 1980s. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks ending higher with the Dow snapping a six-session losing streak as Wall Street nears the end of the second quarter and first half of the year. Economic reports were mostly stronger than expected on Tuesday. Readings on consumer confidence, sales of new homes, and orders for long-lasting manufactured goods all topped economists' forecasts. Tech stocks were among the biggest gainers, which lifted the tech-heavy NASDAQ, the Dow rising 212 points, the NASDAQ up 220, S&P 500 up 50. And shares of Ford rose 2% after the Wall Street Journal reported that the automaker plans to cut at least 1,000 jobs in North America, including engineers, in an effort to reduce costs. And shares of Robinhood rose 3%. The online brokerage said it will be slashing about 7% of full-time staffers amid its third round of layoffs in just over a year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
When you're looking to try someplace new, check out the Dining by District feature on the EatLafayette.com website. You'll see all of the locally owned and operated restaurants that are a part of Eat Lafayette this year, grouped by Dining District. You may find a new favorite right in your area of town. Eat Lafayette from Lafayette Travel and sponsored in part by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
It's the 5 o'clock gold rush hour on Offsides, brought to you by Coin and Treasure on West Congress, where they buy and sell gold and silver every day. You're listening to the best of Shannon is Offsides.
What's up, Acadiana, and welcome to Shannon is Offsides. I'm Shannon Wilkerson, here with Old School Nerd. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. We'll be with you till 6. It's currently 5:10, taking you home live and local on KPL 96.5 FM. If you joined us in our 4 o'clock hour, welcome back to the 5 o'clock hour. If you are just tuning in, we've got Old School Nerd back. He took a week off for some well-deserved vacation time. Very impressive trip.
Good time.
Yeah. Sounds like, as I mentioned before, I'm quite jealous. hey, look, you know, that's a good sign. So, Hunter Biden. Well, Hunter Biden has made his father, the president, very proud. He said that completely. He said that I'm very proud of my son. And he was very happy that Hunter pleaded guilty, okay, to several different things. One of them being willfully not paying income tax. Now, in 2017 and 2018, Biden received taxable income in excess of $1.5 million annually for those 2 years.
Still don't know what he did for that, but okay.
No, that's exactly right. It would be very interesting to find out how China paid him.
But that's a different week of radio shows.
It certainly is. It certainly is. He did not pay income taxes on $3 million.
You'd think someone would have told him he should do that.
I would think that he would know that. Considering that his father's the president now. And so it is very hypocritical. I would say that they agreed to a misdemeanor. Now, willfully not paying taxes, standard is it is a misdemeanor, but in excessive cases, it can be raised to a felony. I would imagine that if I had the income that equaled $1.5 million a year, and I didn't pay those income taxes willfully, for 2 years in a row, $3 million not paying the taxes on, I would go to prison. Okay, now he's facing up to 12 months in prison, and he's yet to be sentenced yet. Okay, so a judge can still come in and give him serious jail time. I don't think that's going to happen at all because a felony is standard 1 year. Mm-hmm. So right now, traditionally, he's facing 1 year.
He's facing 10 because he has multiple counts, but...
Yep, well, he got a plea deal, okay? We don't know what the terms are of that plea deal. So I don't think that he would... Well, I don't know. I can't speak for his idiocracy. Who knows what the deal is, but his father's the president. The Bidens, just like the Clintons, can do whatever they want. Nothing ever happens to them. So I don't think he's going to see anything more than perhaps a fine. And a probation period.
Yeah.
What do you anticipate?
Well, if he cuts a deal, pleads it down, no misdemeanor, it's gone in 7 years. If it's a felony, it's going to be there a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, when it comes to taxes, and you talk about willfully not paying taxes versus willfully trying to hide it from the IRS, that's when you get into felony situations, because then you're doing conspiracy and defrauding.
Well, that's right.
It can get a little crazy.
That's tax evasion.
Somehow.
Okay, there's a difference between not paying and trying to evade paying taxes.
Potato, potato. I think it's dependent upon the prosecutor.
Sure.
And they have to do something. This prosecutor is a Democrat, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Have to do something. So they have to do the smallest amount they can do.
Mm-hmm.
To stop the story
before
it gets really out of control.
Well, I think that if he doesn't get any significant consequences, then I don't think the story goes away. I think that becomes the new story. Because now people are going to trust the system, the court system, and the Bidens and the Democrats even more, distrust them even more. Yeah, he pled the deal, but he got a slap on the wrist. Look what they're doing. You know, they brought in a B-52 bomber for Trump, and for Hunter Biden, they're flying a kite. And I think that that's the way the country is going to see it.
No matter,
I don't
what,
know if it's going to matter. Go.
Yeah. Can I want to say this.
No.
This is going to sound weird.
Okay.
Follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Biden makes me a better parent because I can go to my kids and go, see kids, life's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
See kids, not everything is equal. See kids, no matter what you do, at least you're not Hunter Biden. Makes me a better parent.
Okay. Of course, you could use Hitler.
They don't.
They can't. They don't. Done it.
They'd have to open up a book to know who that is.
Yeah. Well, I hear you. Most of your children are the exception, but most children today would have to open a book to find out who Hunter Biden is. Otherwise, most young people today are like, "Oh, well, his last name is Biden. He's a Democrat. He's in it for us."
Oh, kids know who he is. He's an amazing artist. Haven't you seen?
Oh,
his
that
work?
Too. He's an amazing artist. They probably like him because he does coke. Okay, so he's pleading guilty to two misdemeanor counts of willful failure to pay federal income tax. Also entered into a pretrial diversion agreement regarding a separate charge of possession of a firearm by a person who is unlawful user or addicted to a controlled substance, which we haven't even addressed yet. The videos that are available of him smoking cocaine, you know, his behavior that's on video, what better evidence do you have? This was after a 5-year investigation.
This is all they
okay?
got.
Okay. A 5-year investigation. I don't think that this is all they got. I think that they came in here saying, how little do we have to
That's
do?
What I said. The good news, as little as they can, because here's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
We've had how many government officials not get charged? Hillary mm-hmm. Clinton. Let's just keep going on and on and on. And they have Trump looking at 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For stuff that even Obama says, not really a problem.
Because right.
I've done that. Keeping letters as mementos is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. They're showing Trump what he needs to do. He needs to plead. And look, nothing's going to happen to you.
Right.
But his plea deal will be, these are all felonies. So if he plea deals, he can't run for president. That's all they want. They just want him to go away forever.
Actually, he can. He can. I had Kevin Stockstill on a couple of weeks ago. He brought in the case law. He can run for president as a felon, and he can be the president as a felon. The ironic part about that, consider this. You can have a president that's a felon. He can't even vote.
Yeah.
But he can hold the office. He can still run, and he can hold the office. Now, I think that their angle is
they'll put it in
there. There's their campaign. That is the campaign foundation for whoever's running against him. Yeah. You know, why would you elect a felon?
Because at least we know the crimes he did.
That's right.
The rest of you insider people,
his skeletons,
have been doing it for years.
His skeletons are all out of the closet.
That's how he's been living for about 60 years of his life.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care. And I think that this is really going to be an example. Like you just said, it makes you a better father. But the fact that you need to use the president's son as an example of what not to be, and then to have the president, you know, what angers me is not just what Hunter Biden did. All right, he did some bad stuff. For the most part, I don't care. I know a lot of people that have done a lot worse. But they didn't make that kind of money. All right. They didn't pay the taxes on $3 million over a 2-year period. Other than that, you know, the prostitutes and the drugs and the behavior, whatever. All right. It's the modern version of Ted Kennedy.
Yeah, but Biden makes me a better dad, too.
That's true.
Because I look at him and I go to my kids and I say, kids, stop picking on Momo. Because I know she's forgetting stuff, but she could be president one day. I mean, look, it's
there
obviously as possible.
Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Buck.
Buck, what do you think about this, man?
Well, first of all, anybody that thinks or that thought that anything significant would happen to Hunter Biden over this is crazy. But the big picture is, let's just go back to 2020 when the FBI had all of this information in their possession and told Facebook that it was Russian disinformation and they needed to quash the story during the election. So, you know, how does, you know, they had all this information. They could have prosecuted this kid 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But even with possession of the laptop and all the information that was on it, they told a major social media company to squash anything about this story because it was Russian disinformation when they had all the evidence. So, I mean, you're right.
They could have got him a long time ago. They could have, but not only did they not get him, like you just said, they instructed social media platforms to not carry it, lied to them saying that it was false, and they fell in line.
Well, like I said, after that happened, to think that anything significant would happen to this kid, it would be, you know, foolish at best.
FBI's been doing this since the 1930s.
Two-tier justice system, who gets prosecuted and how they, you know, what they get. So it's like somebody, I think, well, it's a long time ago. I don't think our constitutional republic is here anymore. So we just got to deal with the cards we're played right now, I guess.
The FBI and the way that the bureaucracy of Washington has worked has been this way since the 1930s. When J. Edgar Hoover came to power in the FBI, he was there till he died. And no one was ever going to get him out. Normally, an FBI director lasts 4 years, 8 years, and they're done. He was locked in there for 37 years. The reason why? He had skeletons and schmear on everybody. And it's still this way today. So if anyone was shocked that all this is happening and we're all seeing it now, the only reason why is now everyone has a phone, everyone has social media. It's not just mainstream press. It's all these other. Yeah. You're
it's
seeing,
not just
it's exposing a little bit
more. Just
of it.
It's not just Walter Cronkite and the New York Times. Everybody is a photojournalist. Everybody. And Hoover's a really good example. You know what else? He's the first person that would, he's the first president that was trans. Yeah. Hello, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Angie.
Hey, Angie, how are you today?
I'm doing great. My first time calling. I just had a comment to make.
Yes, ma'am.
I enjoy your show. Quick comment.
Thank you.
Wasn't it Joe Biden that preaches to us, pay your taxes?
Pay your fair share.
Pay your tax.
Yeah,
pay your fair share.
Yep.
Where is that, number one? Number two, what about all these other normal people, or even celebrities, I guess, that didn't pay their fair share and they ended up in jail for that? I'm going to hang up and let you talk about that.
Well, I thank you very much. It's an excellent point. This brings the whole pay your fair share position and platform to a grinding halt. The problem is that the mainstream media is not going to say anything like that, all right? The fact that he has pled to anything, they're going to blame that on Trump. None of them are going to call him out. Well, that's the thing. They will blame everything on the Republicans, or more specifically on Trump. Watch The View tomorrow if you could get through it. Guarantee they're going to be backing Hunter Biden. They're going to be praising him because he had the courage to plead guilty, unlike Donald Trump. That's how they'll twist it.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, this is all calculated. It's all set up to be that way.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I'm not surprised by any of this. But at the same time, I know why he didn't pay the taxes. He thought that was the money he was supposed to give to his dad. His dad was supposed to pay it. So
that's
he forgot.
All right, 232-1542. We're talking about Hunter Biden, the speeding ticket he got today.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Find out more about how they can help you at matthew-james.com.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
It's the 5 o'clock Gold Rush Hour on Offsides, brought to you by Coin and Treasure on West Congress, where they buy and sell gold and silver every day. You're listening to the best of Shannon is Offsides.
All right, everybody, welcome back. 232-1542, curious of your thoughts about Hunter Biden. This is another great example of how politics, our political representatives, our elected officials have just run amok. They have so much power now. We have totally lost control, in my opinion. And this is a good example. This is the president's son. He is the one that should be setting a higher standard. Look at this guy compared to Donald Trump Jr. Hello, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Jason.
Jason, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, where are these liberals and extreme leftists that hate white privilege so much? They're ignoring this white privilege? Yeah. And then the other thing is these leftists, they want to have stronger gun laws. Well, now you have somebody breaking gun laws, and y'all going to let them skate. So there's a lot of hypocrisy going on in this little soiree.
I think one of the biggest problems is since literally after 9/11, and I can say that, so what I'm saying by is after 9/11, we've had two Republican presidents, we've had two Democratic presidents in that time. And in that time, you can honestly say since then, the Department of Justice, which should be completely impartial, has become completely political in a level that has never existed before.
Yeah.
And it should never be. The Justice Department is run by the executive branch. It's not supposed to be. It's under the judicial branch. But the people that work there work for the president. So how can you be impartial when you work for the person that you should be checking on, and you don't, because we're not holding, it is literally spun out of control now. Mm-hmm. The judicial branch should be completely separate.
Well, I'll tell you, the last two callers bring up some excellent points. What happened to pay your fair share, and what's going on? Why haven't we heard anything about Hunter Biden's white privilege? Mm-hmm. Okay, now look, if he was a Republican, and the same circumstances were existing, they would be all over the white privilege situation. The only reason that he got this sentence is because he's white. Or if it was Donald Trump Jr., not only would be white, it would be because Trump is crooked. Now, as old school nerd just said, the Department of Justice and the FBI, now the FBI has always been dirty in some ways, but now their dishonesty is front and center, but nothing's going to happen. I'm surprised this much happened. Caller?
The FBI can... You're facing felony charges.
Yeah. Hey, you're breaking up.
In the FBI. Yeah.
Hey, you're breaking up. Call back, buddy. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Matt.
Matt, what are your thoughts?
Well, all I got to say is this. Everything goes to hell. And I'm sitting there with my family around the fire, eating that deer. In that bear blanket that I tanned and made myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would give anything at that point to see the elitist fight over that can of green beans and how to open it.
Well,
anything to find, to be able to see it.
Yeah.
I would too. Unfortunately, it's just a it's just a daydream for us. It's a pipe dream. It's never going to happen. And I'm, you know, every generation says, "Oh, you know, we're our country's going to hell in a handbag." You know, they've been saying that since the '60s. All right, so ever since the '60s, when we had hippies and they were smoking weed and rock and roll music and all these festivals and all this free living. And everyone loves one another. There have been generations, you know, the older generation says, oh, my God, what has happened to our country? And then the next generation says, oh, my God, what's happened to our country? And it's just a thing. OK, it's always just been a thing that the older generation says, well, our country is just out of control. But I can tell you, I don't this is different. OK, this is different.
All they're doing is trying to screw over people for a percentage. And in the end, what's that percentage going to give them? Nothing.
Nothing.
Not a thing.
They jack us up. Think about how many times a dollar that we have in the bank has been taxed. So they want more taxes, okay? Then they're gaining more and more control. And COVID was the illustration that shows how much control they actually do have.
Our dollars are taxed multiple times, and technically it should be against its own tax code. It should be unconstitutional, but the government's never going to check itself.
And then you die and they tax you some more.
Inheritance tax. Yeah,
there's all the, they tax you when you make the money. They tax you again later when you spend the money.
Spend the money, that's right.
It should be only taxed once, but...
Taxation without representation.
Yeah, it's just, there are clauses in the U.S. code that say you're not supposed to tax monetaries over one time, but they do it all the time.
No, exactly. Of course, they're not going to tell themselves to stop. Okay, they're
and
not going to look
at
the
problem with this now.
Right.
Now that the Justice Department has become political, there's no one to stop them. Mm-mm. We've already seen what happens when a president says stop it. They ruin his life for the next 3 years after he's out of office.
Right.
So
and they're still coming after him. Okay.
So you can't stop it.
No. I mean, look what's happened just with, you know, with President Biden versus President Trump. You know, they raided Mar-a-Lago, went in there. Now they've charged him with several felonies. What is happening with Joe Biden? Joe Biden had unclassified documents right in his own garage. And nothing will happen to him. Nothing. Exactly. You know what would happen to you and I if we committed the same crimes as Hunter Biden?
Oh, we'd be done.
We'd be done. Okay, we'd be facing 10 years minimum.
Right.
Okay, maybe.
I heard about the Presidential Records Act, but I didn't know much about it. I sat down and I read all of it. All of it. Even the changes when it was changed. By Obama.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I read all of it.
Well, hey, do what we say and not what we do. Those rules, when they wrote those rules, they didn't mean it for themselves, too. Okay, they wrote those rules for us.
And my arguments are not Republican, Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's getting screwed over by this.
Everybody.
Absolutely.
The bureaucracy. The aristocracy of Washington having this much power where they can manipulate our elected officials means that we have unelected people running the country, and that should have never happened.
Yeah. Well,
when they can tell the Senate Oversight Community Committee, no, what? We elected them to oversee you, and they tell them, no, we're not going to do it. We don't have to.
What are you going to do? That's
nothing.
What they eyeball
them.
What are you going to do?
Hey, y'all have a good one, man.
All right, thanks. Hey, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
It's me again.
Renee.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
Yeah, hey, Renee.
I think the pandemic before COVID and swine flu. And
Back up. Do you have anything to say about Hunter Biden?
Yes. I think the country is Dunning-Kruger stupid and hypocrite. Like, you know, you cannot tell people how many times a Biden's son has done wrong, but, oh, it's Biden's son. He's cool. He's a Democrat. And you can't. Some people are like brick walls of stupidity. You can't tell people what's wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Thanks.
We're surrounded
by... All right. You got your one call a day, Renee. Hey, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
It's Blaine. Hi.
Hey, Blaine.
How you been?
Well, been all right, but this is all very frustrating. Listen, Blaine, if they can go after Trump the way that they did, and then sugarcoat the situation with President Biden and Joe Biden, they can do whatever they want to you.
Well, that brings me to my point. You know, they tax you on the income that you earn. They tax you with sales tax when you spend the money you've already been taxed, you know, for earning.
Mm-hmm.
They tax you after you die. And if they can print all the money in the world, which they can and have and do, why do they need our taxes anyway? It's to keep us down.
It's control. It's to keep us down. All this malarkey about the billionaires paying their fair share and the multimillionaires paying their fair share. Why should they have to pay a higher rate than anybody else? Because
they have more.
Because they've got more. They don't want them to have it. What they don't realize is that top 1% pays almost all of the taxes in the country. You know, if you push them down, you're not going to get the revenue that you want.
That's true.
They pay the majority of the taxes. And everyone's saying you got to pay their fair share. They are paying their fair share. Now, look, people will complain and say, well, this corporation paid no taxes. All right. The last few years, they paid no taxes. Okay. Change the tax code. You can't blame them. All right. If they had a tax code that allowed me to not pay any income tax, I wouldn't pay it. Yep. Neither would anybody else.
As a business owner,
Jefferson, Shannon, he said paying more taxes does not make you more of a patriot.
No, good point. Not according to Joe Biden. I remember when he was running, he was Obama's running mate as vice president. He was doing an interview. He said it right there. He said, it's time for us to be more patriotic. That means paying more taxes.
Charitable giving is a tax write-off for a reason. Because it benefits those who need it, mm-hmm. and it benefits those who have it. So those are tax codes that you wouldn't want to change. But at the same time, there are things that maybe they should look at. And they do look at it every 20 years. But it's like the Supreme Court. If something really big comes up, what kind of Supreme Court are you going to have when it comes up? We don't know until it happens. So you just never know how this stuff is going to play out. But I do know one thing. The rules for all of us, and I don't care which state you live in, versus the District of Columbia, which is not a state,
mm-hmm.
it's a world of difference. Might as well be a different country.
Well, maybe we should all move there.
Nah,
of course, then the crime is out of control.
Yeah, I've been there.
I don't want to be there. It's in theory. But
carjacking in D.C. is up over 400%.
Well, how come they're not doing it to elected officials? Okay, how come they never get carjacked? You know why? Because they've got armed guards that we pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we pay for it through them taking the taxes over and over and over. You know, the tax code is written, it's so complicated. It's so in-depth that if they want you, they're going to get you. There is something in that tax code that they'd be able to get practically anybody on something with an extensive audit.
They're not going after Al Sharpton.
No, they're not going after Al Sharpton. They're not going after Louis Farrakhan. You don't think they're going to go after Oprah? All right, they're not going to go after, you know, any of these big influential people, especially the ones that represent the minorities, because then guess what you are? A racist, okay?
Well, you know,
they're not going to go after RuPaul. They won't go after RuPaul because then you're a bigot. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, do you
all
like?
Right.
All right. Thanks for the call.
There it is.
All right. We're going to take our last break. And when we come back, we're going to lighten the mood a little bit.
Ooh.
Okay. Because we've got a big, big announcement about something that's going to happen here in Lafayette.
Nice.
Stay tuned.
Nice.
You're listening to the best of Shannon is Offsides.
All right, so the show's been kind of dark today. Okay. Yeah, it's been kind of dark. You know, it started off really nice hearing about your beautiful vacation. Then we talked about these poor people that may be at the bottom of the ocean dying in their private
submarine. Yeah, their cruise is going much worse than
that. And then we talked about AI, and it's going to kill us all.
Yeah.
Okay, then Terminator. We talked about Hunter Biden.
Who's probably going to cause AI to kill us.
He's going
to,
that's exactly right. Right now, he's doing lines of coke on some stripper's belly he's celebrating. Hey, look, man, I mean, if the shoe fits, I mean, would you think now he's going to be clean and sober? No. He's, you know, I mean, he's a partier. He's a party animal. Fine. I don't care. Go have fun. But you can't
do Roxbury. Go for it, bro.
Exactly. But you know what? Your father's the president. You got to tune it down a little bit. All right. So we talked about Hunter Biden. Then we talked about the government. Then we talked about taxes. It's very dark. But we're going to finish it with something a little bit more entertaining and lighthearted. So Lafayette, two big news stories that are both going to be a lot of fun.
I'm so excited. Are they about me?
No, that's what makes it good.
Oh.
Wheel of Fortune coming to Lafayette.
Price is Right.
I'm sorry. Price is Right. Price is Right. I'm thinking of Wheel of Fortune. Obviously. Wheel of Fortune. I was thinking of Wheel of Fortune because last week we were talking about best replacements for Pat Sajak.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But The Price is Right is coming to Lafayette. Now, I and most people identify The Price is Right with when I was sick. Okay, because when you're a kid, you get to stay home. It's the only time you get to see The Price is Right. Okay, when you're sick, you get to stay home. Price is Right wasn't on Saturday morning. So The Price is Right only was on mornings. I think it was on 10 o'clock, probably still is. And only time you got to see it was when you were homesick.
You know we're going to be horrible at this, right?
What?
Cajuns, Acadiana people, we're going to be horrible at this.
At Price is Right?
Yeah, because we're going to be like trying to bid on a bag of crackling. And
Well, how much is this? Well, one sack of crawfish.
Well, here's my favorite thing. Well, it depends upon where you go. Someone's going to be like, is it Piggly Wiggly at Adrian's? Am I going to Walmart? Where am I going?
That's a good point.
Or are we going to Sam? If we're going to Sam, I'll buy in bulk.
Right.
Renee is going to be on the Price is Right, and when he does,
you know what?
I'm watching.
It's a good point. All right, so the question is, who should be on the Price is Right? Okay, Renee is way up there. Okay, we got to get Renee on the Price is Right. Let's see, who else should be on the Price is Right? Perillo. Okay, yeah. Rob Perillo.
Yeah.
All right, he'd be good on the Price is Right. Me.
Ooh.
I want to be on the Price. Let me tell you, I don't care if I lose or anything. I want to spin that damn wheel.
If Bernie was on, she'd just start laughing.
Bernie could be on The Price is Right. Okay.
Moon would argue with Drew Carey about what the price was.
That's a very good point.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. Let's see. We could get somebody from UL.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be really good. Somebody from UL. We could get...
we could get Josh Guillory, the parish president, to do it.
Yeah.
He'd rig the wheel.
We did not say that.
It was a joke. Okay. Come on. You can't put me on the show.
No.
No.
All right. You could put Mark Broussard.
He would be great.
Mark Broussard could be on there.
Theme music.
That's right. We could do Jamie Bergeron. We could do Rockin' Doopsie.
We could do Wayne Toops.
You know what would be really cool?
He's our own Hunter Biden.
What would be so super cool is if they did have a Zydeco or Cajun band like the ones we're talking about.
Awesome.
That would be like the intro and the bumper music.
You know, they
on stage.
Now, for when they do the remote prices right, did you know that they actually go and find the average price of goods in the area that they're producing? Otherwise, nobody would ever win the game. Because
right.
It used to be in California.
Right.
And so you'd be like, okay, radio television city in California.
Yeah.
Everything's
can of
super
tuna,
expensive.
$15.
Yeah. I mean if you go to Connecticut, it's like $27.50. But you know, you go to Mississippi, yeah, and it's $4. Or Lafayette. It's our cost of living is not high.
Yeah. Well, what would be fun, okay, is if they did have some local items. Strategic,
a jar of brew.
That's exactly
perfect.
Right. A sack of crawfish.
Or large bag of rice that you can't buy anywhere but here, because you can buy the tiny bag of rices in any other city in the country or world. I've tried, but you can't find a big one.
Yep. That would be great. That would be cool if they did that. Cracklin.
This 12-cup rice cooker.
Right.
You're not going to find that anywhere.
No, you're not. Those would be fun items to have that are that would be specific to this geographical area. So, all right. So we've got a band, Zydeco local band, playing the bumper music.
Yeah.
All right. We've got local items. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like and the cast of Swamp People as the contestants. Next.
Swamp People would be good. let's see. Who else? We said Perillo. We saw Wayne Toops. We said Wayne Toops. Rockin' Doopsie. Bergeron. You said Josh Guillory. Mark Broussard. Let's see. Who else? Who else would be good?
Adam Sandler. I have a question. Yeah. You know what I'm worried about?
No.
That they ruin this by doing stereotypes that are New Orleans and not from here. Like all of a sudden they do the thing and you hear New Orleans jazz and a second line comes out.
Yeah.
That would be, I'd be like, really? Please do your research.
Yeah.
Price and then is the right. People from do New good research, yeah. Please.
And then the people from New Orleans would be like having this pathetic sounding French accent, which they don't speak in New Orleans. You know, like if you go to, if you watch television shows that are based in New Orleans or movies, they have all the people from New Orleans speaking like broken French, like trying to sound like they're from here. But people from New Orleans don't sound anything like that. They sound like they're from Jersey.
I was on a cruise, an Alaskan cruise last week. We talked about it. I wore my UL hoodie that I have.
Yeah.
It just says Louisiana with a fleur-de-lis.
Yep.
And people come up to me and go, isn't that supposed to be black and gold? Aren't you from New Orleans? No. People live in Louisiana other than in New Orleans. New Orleans is not a state. It's just a city on the toe of the foot.
Yeah. Well,
the fungusy toe on the foot.
Well, Lafayette or Acadiana.
Yeah.
And New Orleans are so incredibly different from one another. All right.
But people loop them together.
That's exactly right. But, you know, Acadiana, New Orleans is different from the rest of the state as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Northern Louisiana isn't anything like it is here.
You can cut everything above Alexandria and you could literally give it to Texas, Arkansas, or Mississippi and nobody would know.
Nobody would know. That's exactly right.
It's just that classic country, deep forest Americana. That's what's up there. It's not anything specifically cultural. Mm-hmm. Cajuns have their own specific culture. Texans have their culture. Mm-hmm. New Orleans has a separate culture.
Very, very different.
I consider New Orleans to be the second biggest melting pot in American history. Number one being New York City. But when I think of New Orleans, I think of in the 1800s and 1700s, the influx of immigrants that really changed that city.
Yeah,
own unique identity.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize the incredible amount of Italian immigrants.
Yes.
All you got
Saragusas.
Go walk around a cemetery, okay, and read the names. It's unbelievable how many Italian people don't identify Italians with New Orleans. Nevertheless, The Price is Right is coming, okay? The Price.
We'll see how it goes.
Now, you know, a lot of things have happened here, okay? We've got big stories that have come out of Lafayette.
Yeah.
And now we're getting a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
We're getting a Topgolf. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but Lafayette is growing exponentially, right?
But somebody's coming back. Somebody's making a comeback.
Somebody is making a comeback.
Ooh.
Denny's.
Denny's coming back?
Denny's is coming back. So in one day, we found out that family, excuse me.
See, you've done well.
Mixed it all up, okay, because I can't stand these damn games, all right? The Price is Right.
Uh-huh.
Is coming to Lafayette, and so is Denny's. How do you like Denny's?
I'm more of a Theo Von opinion of Denny's. I don't care for it.
Listen, you can tell the truth because you know why? They haven't advertised with us yet.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm not a fan of breakfast places so much. Mm-hmm. I like Cracker Barrel, but I don't like that plain breakfast food.
Yeah.
If I do breakfast food, it's going to be Cracklin's and Buddha. I'm going to stay true to...
See, I love breakfast
food. I'm going to stay true.
Yeah, I love breakfast food, and I like Cracker Barrel the most. Okay, they get that thick bacon, you know.
You ever had their chicken and dumplings? It's actually really good.
I have, and I've had a lot of other things there. I like Cracker Barrel. I like the meatloaf. It's very good. They've got good roast beef dinners and such. Great hamburger over there at Cracker Barrel. Nevertheless... The Price is Right. Somebody's going to spin that wheel. And we've got Denny. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Old School Nerd, for returning. Be back tomorrow. Gary Cruz, 4 o'clock.
Fox News commentary.
The USDA has approved lab-grown chicken. Test tube nuggets sounds tasty. Not? I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
A South Dakota ranch girl, and that's partly why this next story disgusts me on many levels. The USDA has just approved lab-grown chicken for our consumption. Yes, that's chicken grown from cells in a lab. This meat, if you want to call it that, is made by feeding and cultivating animal cells in stainless steel tanks. This has been hailed by the green community as a win for the planet because real-life animals drink too much water, fart too much methane, and produce too much of a carbon footprint. You know, this really irks me. God created animals for us to love and care for, but also for our sustenance and nourishment. The fact that the climate change crowd has decided that this practice, which is...
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios, online at matthew-james.com.
Dropped a hint. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The judge overseeing the hush money case against former President Trump has indicated it will be tried in New York State Court.
Federal Judge Alvin Hellerstein hasn't officially ruled yet, but signals the case on records falsified to high payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels will be tried in the New York State Courts. The Trump legal team contends the payments through ex-personal lawyer Michael Cohen were part of official presidential duties. Judge Hellerstein said that had not been proven, going on to call the argument a little far-fetched. Switching to federal court could widen the jury pool beyond New York City and present avenues for dismissing charges. Judge Hellerstein says he'd issue a final decision in about 2 weeks.
Fox's Cornell Scott in New York City. A New York appeals court has dismissed Ivanka Trump from a wide-ranging fraud lawsuit involving her father and the family company, the Trump Organization. The civil suit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James accused former President Trump of padding his net worth by billions of dollars and misleading banks, insurance companies, and others about the value of his assets. Four Mexican nationals have been arrested in Texas in connection with a human smuggling incident 1 year ago today that resulted in the deaths of 53 migrants in the back of a tractor trailer.
As temperatures rose inside the trailer, the people trapped inside screamed and banged on the walls for help. Some passed out. Others clawed at the sides of the trailer attempting to escape.
U.S. Attorney Jaime Esparza, who says the four suspects had a role in the planning of the operation, and he says they knew the truck's air conditioning was not working properly. It was the deadliest incident involving migrants across the border from Mexico. The dead included 27 people from Mexico, 14 from Honduras, 7 from Guatemala, and 2 from El Salvador. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. We are, for the most part, a reactionary society. If your neighbor has a break-in, you think about getting an alarm. If your buddy gets laid off, you say, I better buckle down at work. If banks start closing, you may want to ask yourself if you should keep most or all of your money in a bank. It may be time for a portfolio protection plan. It may be time to have a little personal gold reserve. Call my friends at the Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Advisories across much of the upper half of the nation that's now covered in a smoky haze from hundreds of Canadian wildfires.
Smoke from the wildfires in Ontario and Quebec now blanketing the Twin Cities to St. Louis and Detroit, with air quality index alerts across the region ranging from unhealthy to very unhealthy and expected at least through Thursday.
A lot of these fires that are burning are in areas where they can't extinguish the fires. Because they're in such remote areas, or they just don't have the staff.
Wisconsin DNR's Ron Snyder, the entire state also under an air quality alert with health effects that include coughing and asthma attacks, as firefighters from around the globe also assist Canada, though we're told it could be months before the fires are put out. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The number of e-cigarette devices sold in the U.S. has nearly tripled, despite an effort by the FDA to crack down on flavors that may appeal to children. That's according to data obtained by the Associated Press. The data show the rise in e-cigarettes has been almost entirely driven by a wave of cheap disposable devices imported from China. In 2022, the U.S. saw the most pedestrian deaths in 40 years, according to data released last week.
Drivers struck and killed more than 7,500 pedestrians in 2022. That is the highest number reported since 1981, according to a report by the nonprofit Governor's Highway Safety Association. The data shows pedestrian deaths have increased 77% since 2010, compared to a 25% increase for all other traffic-related deaths. The GHSA chief says the numbers underscore a need for better designed infrastructure, lower speeds, and addressing risky driving behaviors.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. Wall Street, the Dow gained 212, the NASDAQ added 219, the S&P plus 49. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.